Hey neighbors, Adam here. If you didn't know, My Neighbors Are Dead has a Patreon where you can now find weekly bonus content only available to our patrons. Want to hear interviews with our guests and their connection to horror? How about commentaries on the horror films we're currently watching? Patreon is a place for all that and more. So if you want to support the show while getting yourself exclusive bonus content, head on over to www.patreon.com/myneighborsaredead. That's www.patreon.com/myneighborsaredead. Thanks for listening, and now on to the show. I am, again, getting to see all the great places of the country. I am here in Scotty Quick's Sports Bar and Grill in Virginia. I am sitting here talking to Patrick LaFleur. Patrick, thank you for joining me.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I have to ask, because I have it in my notes, what is your title? What is your professional title, Patrick? Because I'm going to say it wrong, and I'm not as educated on the subject as I should be.
I am a corallier. You're familiar with a sommelier. A sommelier, a wine steward, suggests wines to interested parties. Sort of the opposite. You'll tell me a wine or a meat or cheese you intend on eating, and I'll tell you what part of the human body it best pairs with.
That seems, it seems like that's a bit of an unusual talent, I guess, or an expertise to have. What led you down this road?
Well, my family have been corralliers for generations, so I confess it wasn't my interest initially. It goes back to my great-great-great-grandfather. He organized the Donner Party, if you're familiar with that.
Of course.
Yeah. They weren't actually stuck. That's right. That was sort of the cover story, really. My great-great-grandfather, great-great-great, suggested to them that they might camp out for the winter and eat each other's guts. And they did.
So it seems like, and forgive me if this is too much of a, if this is too crass or too much of a blanketed term, but cannibalism seems to be such a frowned upon practice. Why do you think that is? Do you think it's just not understood? Do you think it's just gotten a bad name over the years from the people who have done it? Why does it hold such a negative place in everybody's thoughts and minds?
Well, you know, it's like so many things. It's a 1,000-year-old law, rule, a practice that people have dragged into the present as if it's still relevant to today's age. And I think that people can mature and grow and eat each other's body parts. I think that's completely appropriate to do.
It seems like it's got a wide spectrum of usage, I guess. I know some people have done it, or things that I've read about, people have done it for nourishment and to survive. People have done it out of just pure curiosity and a vengeful act is attached to it. I know some people, there is an erotic element attached to it. So when people come to you for your services, what seems to be the most common area on that spectrum that people are inquiring about?
Well, right you are. It is a spectrum. I will say that the people who are doing it to survive are not the people who ask for my help most often, because they don't have the time for a full consultation. They're more likely to think, I'm dying, I should eat what's around me. So it is a lot of the other two that you mentioned. I won't say who, but for example, one man came to me. He said he was having a dinner. He was having a nice Chianti and some fava beans. I recommended a liver. Sure. And I couldn't quite pin down what his need was. You could call him a sociopath, but that's not quite right. It's just the only word we have for it.
Sure. So, I don't want to tell tales out of school here, but we are talking about, and I think it's okay to say his name. You're talking about Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Well, I'm not really supposed to name yes, Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
I think it's okay. I think, you know, I don't think we're going to face anything. He's a pretty high profile guy. So I think it's okay to, and I think listeners would appreciate this because he is such a fascinating character. He's such a fascinating human being. What was it like to be around him? I would imagine it would be terrifying, Patrick, but I don't know.
Well, it was a very unique opportunity to pick his brains while he was picking another man's brains. He taught me so much about what goes on inside the human mind, which mm-hmm. I just found fascinating. That's not my background. I'm more into the blood and guts of it. And so sure. to get that psychological aspect was fascinating.
There must be some level of security that people must feel when they come to you, because it's a pretty vulnerable thing that they're asking you about and asking you to help them with. What was his state of mind, I guess, when he came to see you? Did he feel, or did you feel safe? Did he feel safe? What is, talk me through the journey of, hey, I have this, I want to eat somebody's liver. What do I pair this with? Can I just come to you and say that? Or do I have to build up trust to you?
As with so many things these days, it's online. Didn't used to be, but you have to get with the times. We have robertsrepairandauto.com would be my website. You can't just say cannibalism.com.
Sure.
Gives up the ghost there a little bit. So robertsrepairandauto.com. We agree to meet somewhere. You might be wondering why a man like myself is in a sports bar. You want to meet somewhere common and casual where the noise might make it hard to hear someone discuss whether or not it's acceptable to eat a thigh with white wine. It's not.
That's something that is frowned upon. Is that correct?
Yes, a human thigh is a red wine.
I don't think Scotty Quicks is going to have anything like this on the menu. So I think we're probably in a more traditional, you know, pub fare, American fare place to eat. I think you're right. It's a safe place to meet. You know, there's a UVA game on. You know, we're just sitting here, just two regular guys.
Go Cavs. Go Cavs. Yes.
Go Cavs. So what is a venue look like that I might go to after I've acquired your services? Like, are these underground meetings? Are there restaurants that we don't know about, like a speakeasy?
Where their consumption is occurring?
Yeah.
Well, yes, it varies. You could just be a picnic. Mm-hmm. Do you ever, when you're in a large public park, do you really look at what people are eating?
I can tell you with absolute certainty that I do not.
Right, who does? So let's just say 1 in 10 of those people are eating human ear. You'll never know about it. So it couldn't be there. Yes, there are more private arrangements for people who don't feel comfortable doing it out in the open. We call them dungeons, and it's where we do a lot of our human consumption.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's so fascinating because, I mean, like a lot of things on this show, you know, there's two sides to every coin. And I think this is something that doesn't really get represented. I don't want to say well, but represented equally so that people have a full understanding of what's happening here. Because the way that you're making it sound, this is very classy. This is very enjoyable. This is something that, hey, you know, why not?
Absolutely. I've worked with a variety of classy people. Mr. Lecter. I worked with Jeffrey Dahmer. I worked with Grimes. I've worked with all sorts of people.
So you're pretty successful. I think it's pretty, it's pretty, you know, you do a good job. It's pretty understandable. This is a pretty successful guy. You're very educated. This is not an easy thing to get into.
I'm not educated. I'm just rich. There's a difference.
That is, you know what? That's right. Education does not necessarily mean wealth, and wealth certainly does not mean education.
My daddy set me up with a job, and I've done it to the best of my ability.
So you're lucky. You're lucky. You're a lucky person.
Yes, that's one way to put it.
I'm curious, and if you don't mind sharing this stuff, and I don't want to go too deep on this, and, you know, obviously whatever you're comfortable with revealing here, what does it do to you personally? Because somebody like, you know, Dr. Lecter, there's so much pain and misery attached to that man. I can only assume that you must know that that's a part of it when somebody comes to you. Does it ever bother you personally? Do you ever feel like,
The pain that I'm causing when someone is being murdered and eaten.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's a better way to put it. Yeah.
Well, with Dr. Lecter, it's sort of a one in, one out thing. Mm-hmm. I sort of justify it with he causes a murder, he solves a murder, he causes a murder, he solves a murder. So it sort of balances out morally. And if I don't get to solve a murder, I'll at least make a donation, $20 every time that someone consumes a human flesh to the ASPCA.
That's a great organization.
Oh, they do incredible work.
So then it's sort of, one hand washes the other. You do your thing, I do mine. And the theme that we keep coming back to a lot on this show is like, just leave people alone. You know, just people are doing their own thing. And as long as I'm not involved directly in it, hey, God bless. Whatever you do behind closed doors, that's your business.
Yes. Honestly, if you're not hurting anyone, or if you're only hurting one other person, for example, it's not a big deal. Let people do things that hurt no one but themselves or one other person.
Yeah, I think if one other person's affected, it's not really that big of a deal, like you said.
Or so, a party of people heading west to find gold, you know, whoever it is.
I mean, that you could say cannibalism killed them, or you could say it was greed.
Hmm, that's interesting. And that is something I will tell the police next time they're curious about me.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask, Patrice, do you partake yourself? Do you partake in the bounty of human flesh that would accompany a fine Merlot or a Cabernet? Mm.
Well, not to be crass, but please. You've perhaps heard the term "don't get high on your own supply."
I have heard that term. Yes.
Yes, a drug dealer wouldn't take their own medicines, as it were.
Yeah.
So, yes, I have eaten human flesh, just sold by other people, not my own.
And I feel like I've asked down here before, but what do you think?
Well, at the end of the day, there is, of course, the human toll, the psychological toll,
sure.
The knowledge that you have ended someone who had a family, mm-hmm. someone who had a future and a mm-hmm. past. But it's so good. It is delicious. Oh, man, you've got to try it. You've honestly got to try it. It is incomparable.
You know, Mr. LaFleur, I feel that same way about steak because I know that there's a cow attached to it. And boy, they're sweet. But my God, a New York strip and I'm right there.
There you go, right? I can eat as much steak as I want on account of the ASPCA stuff. So I feel you.
Any blowback from the actual Roberts Auto Repair and Supply Store? Have you gotten any legal arguments with them or any?
Robert is long gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Yes, he retired. Mm-hmm. And I was able to take over both his physical space and web presence. It is tough. Okay, so here's what's tough. To get the SEO up for a place as generic as Robert's Auto and Repair without sort of hinting at what's really behind the curtain. Because you want people to be able to find it, but you don't want people to be like, I want to eat human kidneys today, you know?
Sure, sure. I think you nailed
Robert's
it.
Robert's dead. I killed and ate Robert. Yes, that's what I was answering.
You know, I didn't want you to come right out and say it, but I'm glad you did. And I'm glad that you feel comfortable enough to share that kind of stuff here with me today, because it means a lot.
You know what? You put me at ease. That's what a good host does. I didn't think I was going to confess to murder today, but look what happened.
Hey, and if the cops say anything, I think you and I have it built in here that, like, I didn't hear anybody confess to anything. You can go back and check the tapes. He said he killed Robert and ate him. That doesn't mean he murdered him. You could have told him a great joke.
That's right. It landed so hard that, yes, that's exactly right. Also, as I learned today, I could say that greed did it.
There you go. Greed. I mean, just the general sense of wonderment. What's on the other side of those mountains? You know, like curiosity did not only kill the cat, but it killed the Donner Party as well.
That's right. That's right.
It's the holidays. You know, we're doing this here towards the back of the year. Mm-hmm. Any recommendations for any fun Thanksgiving, Christmas, any other holiday dinners that are coming up or gatherings, Halloween, Sweetest Day is coming up.
Yes, of course. One thing, human flesh cannot replace turkey. Turkey is just delicious in its own right. Mm-hmm. It feeds a large family. You'd be surprised at how little usable meat is on the average man or woman or person. You really have to think in terms of how many people am I inviting over? Okay. Sure. It's just a small gathering, you know, we're still in the pandemic, we've got 4 people in total, then sure, you could eat a human heart and brains. But if you've got a larger group, just buy a butterball. Come on. Yes.
So I think, you know, if I was to take anything away from this, from this experience with what you do, it's think smarter, not harder.
Mm. Yes. I'm writing that on the wall. Think smarter, not harder.
Well, Mr. LaFleur, Patrick, I keep saying that wrong. I don't know if I'm saying it right. I feel terrible. I'm terrible with the exotic names. But
oh, I'm so many generations away from actually being French at this point. It does not matter.
Well, you're the most French guy I have ever met. But I appreciate you coming by and sharing your gift with us. You know, I think a lot of people might be a little hesitant to share this with the world, and you don't. And I appreciate you coming by doing it. I admire somebody who really loves what they do, and it seems that you do, despite the psychological and physical and emotional toll that it might take on you.
Well, if it's taking any toll at all, I've pushed it so far down, I don't even notice.
And that's the best way to do it. You know, I think that's the best way to do it.
Deep, deep down.
Well, if you have any questions, go to www.robertsautorepairandsupply.com and you can field all of your questions there.
You don't need to say www anymore. It's 2021. Come on. Or 2022. I don't know the release schedule. But.
You know what? You're right. It's call me a creature of habit. It's fun to say. I still miss those old AOL discs. Do you remember those?
Oh, believe me. How many free hours did I have?
I mean, I was on Instant Messenger more than I would know what to do with. I should have spent that time studying, and I could have been as successful as you.
I'll tell you what, though. There was no keyword cannibalism. I checked every couple months to see if they'd put together a little something. Mm-hmm. No, never a cannibalism page.
Do you feel the culture is sort of, it's becoming a little more mainstream?
Well, it's almost the opposite in a way. Narrow casting. I don't know if you've heard that. It's not mainstream so much as that everyone's interests are being represented in a way that they weren't before. I'd actually say there's probably fewer cannibals than there were earlier when you could be more indiscriminate with your behaviors. But we're all very loud. You can find us on Reddit and elsewhere.
Well, check out Reddit. Check out robertsautorepairandsupply.com. Patrick LaFleur, you're a delight. You know, I admire somebody who loves what they do, and you certainly do that.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming by. Thanks for listening to My Neighbors Are Dead. I'm your host, Adam Peacock. The show was produced by myself and Nate DeFort with Ryan Countshouse, with editing done by Nate DeFort. Original music was composed by Jesse Case, with additional music by Dane Halverson, and our artwork was done by Mark Nishan. I want to thank Jake Regal for coming by and playing Patrick LaFleur. I don't even know if I'm saying that right now, but Jake is the best. If you want to know more about what Jake is doing, you can find him on all the social medias at Jake Regal. If you like the show and you want to support us, go to www.patreon.com/myneighborsaredead, where you can find new weekly bonus content only available to our Patreon patrons. If you have yet to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, please take a second to do so now. It helps us grow and it helps new neighbors find the show. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at My Neighbors Are Dead and on Twitter at My Dead Neighbors. Stop by, give us a follow, and share your favorite episodes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
I'm Brian Husky. I'm bald.
And I'm Charlie Sanders, and I'm also bald. And we host Bald Talk on the Campfire Media Network.
Bald Talk is the podcast where two bald comedians talk to anyone bald about being bald.
But this show isn't just for baldies, Brian. Harrows will love it too.
Bald Talk gets into vulnerability, vanity, insecurity, and self-acceptance, reminding us that we all have our respective bald spots. Not that bald spots are a bad thing.
No way. I mean, my entire head is one big bald spot.
It is one huge, beautiful bald spot, Charlie.
Get Bald Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I have like a little bit of hair, but not like you. Like, you're really bald.
I'm truly bald.
Great. I mean, it's
I'm
great.
I'm balder than
it.
You.
You are balder than me. Only on Bald Talk.
Campfire.